and is living his life without the burden of and hypervigilance about his debilitating symptoms. Fortunately, we were successful in that regard. Yes, Dale faced many challenging moments, but I was always extremely confident that our treatments would prove effective and that he would get to the finish line. The fact that Dale recovered and returned to racing before retiring on his own terms, what I told him so many times, makes me so proud. Even more important is that Dale walked down the aisle symptom-free and married Amy, the love of his life. In typical Dale fashion, the primary reason he is bravely sharing his story is for others to receive help with their similar injuries. Concussions afflict millions of pediatric, adult, geriatric, and military patients. During a typical day at our clinic at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, we will see dozens of children and adults who are suffering from chronic symptoms and dysfunction associated with concussion. The majority of these individuals have not received any targeted treatment for difficulties that directly affect physical, social, vocational, and psychological functioning, even though we now agree as a field that concussion is a treatable injury. In this book, you'll hear about our UPMC model that reveals six different clinical profiles or types of concussions. Each of them requires active and targeted treatments to improve outcomes. We have and will continue to publish research proving the efficacy of this model. As you'll see from Dale's treatment, the field of concussion has evolved dramatically over the past few decades. The days of dark rooms and complete rest following this injury are being replaced with active physical therapies and targeted treatments that allow recovery to fully occur. Unfortunately, the science and evidence-based information represent a collective whisper buried in the cacophony of sensationalized and overwhelming media attention that leads to misinformation and a misunderstanding of concussion. As our recently commissioned Harris poll indicated, 25% of parents prevent their children from playing sports because of concerns of concussions. A large majority of U.S. adults believe you can only lessen symptoms and that you never fully recover, and they are not comfortable that they would know the steps to manage and treat a concussion if they sustained one. Dale's story is a call for action and change. Progress is being made, and Dale is a living testament to that. He has shared his story to better educate those who have experienced this injury and to accurately share that effective treatments are available. Even prior to this book, his story was making a difference. Many patients have told me they sought treatment at our clinic after hearing about Dale's case and recovery. I am grateful to our incredible team at UPMC, including our researchers, athletic trainers, physical therapists, and treating clinicians. I also want to thank Dr. Petty, who delivered exemplary care to Dale and referred him to our clinic. Dr. Petty and I spent many hours in person and on phone calls, working together to get Dale back in his race car and back to life. He is such a caring and incredibly talented clinician. I also want to thank Kelly, Dale's sister, for her support, as well as Rick Hendrick for providing the free rein to allow Dale to recover fully. Rick's sole motivation was to see Dale healthy and well, and I truly respected that. And finally, Amy was unwavering and tough, a formidable assistant when it came to Dale completing his physical therapies. She provided constant love and support during his recovery. I can see how they were a perfect fit for each other. I will never forget the personal text I received from Dale following little Isla Rose's birth. He was so grateful and full of pride and joy. Dale's moving on with his life as a family member, husband, and father is what this was all about all along. Congrats on your recovery, Dale. You earned it. It was an absolute privilege to work with you. Dr. Michael Mickey Collins, Director, UPMC Sports Medicine Concussion Program, June 2018.
A lift, a secret, and a promise. Sunday, May 4th, 2014, Talladega Super Speedway. We were having a good day at Talladega, NASCAR's biggest, most intimidating racetrack. If you know anything about my NASCAR career, then you know that me and that place, we've always had a special relationship. I won there 6 times. My father won there 10 times. The Earnhardts and Talladega, we've grown up together. There's a whole generations of fans down there who were raised to root for me, taught by the generation before them who rooted for my dad. So whatever I did when I raced at Talladega was always a really big deal, good or bad. If the grandstands felt like I was making a move to the front, they would lose their minds. Even with 40-plus cars out there roaring around, I could hear them cheering. If they felt like I had been done wrong, I could hear them booing too. I loved it. On this day, I'd had them rocking a couple.